Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For the past two Fridays, we've been listening back to concerts that Soundcheck presented at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden in Lower Manhattan. Those performances included the indie punk musician Ted Leo, the Afro-funk orchestra known as Antibalas, and the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Tonight, we'll hear the last of those concerts. In a moment, the pianist Vijay Iyer performs a song off a recent album, plus an excerpt from a new suite. And if you want to hear the full concert, you can go to our website at soundcheck.org. But first, we'll hear from the group Victoire, led by composer Missy Mazzoli, a leading figure in the so-called indie classical scene that moves so easily between the worlds of contemporary classical music and indie rock here in New York. Her first piece is called Cathedral City. Listen closely at the end, and you'll hear the voice of author James Joyce. Here's the band Victoire performing at the Winter Garden at the World Financial Center.
Thank you.
That's a piece called Cathedral City, played by Victoire. The members are composer and keyboardist Missy Mazzoli, with Olivia DiPrato, violin, Eileen Mack, clarinet, Melissa Hughes and Caroline Shaw, vocals, Eleanor Oppenheim playing double bass, and Lorna Doone Creer playing keyboards and electronics. Lorna Doone Creer was a big part of the next piece. She remixed it. It's called A Thousand Tongues, and it was co-composed by Lorna Doone and Missy Mazzoli. With the group Victoire providing live accompaniment, here's A Thousand Tongues Remix, performed at the World Financial Center.
Thank you.
a piece called A Thousand Tongues, composed by Lorna Doone Creer and Missy Mazzoli, and performed by their ensemble Victoire, remixed by Lorna Doone Creer. Tonight on Soundcheck, we're revisiting a concert we recorded in October at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden in Lower Manhattan. In a moment, a performance by pianist Vijay Iyer. But first, let's hear one more piece from Victoire. This one is called Song for Mick Kelly. On stage, I asked Missy Mazzoli, who's Mick Kelly?
So Mick Kelly is a character in Carson McCullough's novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. And Mick Kelly is, I think she's 14 or 15 in the novel, and she really wants to be a composer and is really moved by classical music. But she's a girl, and it's 1930s, and it's Georgia, and it's really hard to be a composer when you're in that situation. So I thought it was really interesting to try to imagine the kind of music she would write, and to also use a text that I wrote with a friend of mine, the poet Farnoosh Fathi, that was imagining what she would say.
All right, now I just have to ask real quick, is it easier now in, say, New York in 2012 for a 13 or 14-year-old girl who wants to be a composer to actually grow up and have a career as a composer?
It's definitely easier. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy for any composer, and I still think women face challenges, of course, but definitely easier than 1930s rural Georgia.
All right. Well, I'm feeling quite the token male out here on stage, so... Let me beat a hasty retreat. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, more music from Victoire. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
time and stick around for Vijay Iyer.
That's Song for Mick Kelly by the electroacoustic ensemble Victoire, led by the composer Missy Mazzoli. And as Missy explained, Mick Kelly is a character in the Carson McCullers novel The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. She's a young girl who wants to be a composer. If you like what you can hear the full concert, including another performance and more conversation, on our website, soundcheck.org. Our look back at the concert from the Winter Garden in the World Financial Center continues in a moment with pianist and composer Vijay Iyer. This is Soundcheck.